Hello, good evening. This is Brother Howard with the Daily Devotion and a word for encouragement as we wrap up for this session. I want to thank the brothers, Brother Andrew Fury and Brother Jesse Nzima. I want to thank you all, my brothers and my sisters from all over the world for bearing with us in this time of ministration. I really do sincerely appreciate everybody, and I pray that God will continue to strengthen us as we meditate on His Word and draw closer to Him. Amen. For our final admonition, I want to go to the book of Exodus chapter 40. We'll pick up a couple verses there as we close for today. Amen. Verse 12. And thou shalt bring Aaron and his sons unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and wash them with water. And thou shalt put upon Aaron the holy garments, and anoint him and sanctify him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. The priest's office is an office that God chose for Aaron and his sons. But the remaining members of the family are considered helpers around the priesthood. They belong to the family called the Levites. So Moses is a Levite, even though he is the prophet that was given the commandments. Aaron is a Levite. His sons are Levites. But from the Levite family, God chose only Aaron and his sons, not Aaron and his daughters, not Aaron and his nephews, but Aaron and his sons to minister unto the Lord in the office of the priest. But before they can minister unto the Lord, they are commanded to be brought unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and washed with water. Now, if you and I just want to take a step back and understand what's going on here. See, God is holy, and anything that must come in front of Him must be sanctified in a way that it comes holy in the sight of the Lord. When you and I go to take a shower or take a bath, what does water do to us? It washes impurities from our bodies. That's why we go and shower. If you don't take a bath on a regular basis, you'll be stinking, you'll be affecting those around you with the odors that'll be coming out of your body. In the same way, the washing of them is a symbolic reference to taking away the humanity and allowing the Spirit of God to take control of their thoughts, their spirit, their emotions. They are completely under the control of the Spirit of God. In the same way, those of us who have been called into the ministry, the Bible talks about a fivefold ministry, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. You know, if you're called to be an apostle, be faithful in your apostolic ministry. If you're called to be a prophet, be faithful in your prophetic ministry. If you're called to be an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, whatever it is, the most important thing is that the Holy Spirit will take you through a process of cleansing before you can minister in the office of the priest. So you can see that when they got washed, the Bible talks about water to wash sacrifice. You hear Brother Abraham talks about a sacrifice has to be washed before it is presented. You find that scriptural verse for those of us who don't know where it's at. It's in Leviticus chapter 1 verse 9. You wash the inwards and the legs of the sacrifice with water before it is presented to be burnt. And after it has been burnt, it becomes a pleasing odor unto the Lord. In the same way, before anything is presented to the Lord for service, it has to be washed. That is why when you look at the ministers of today, we have to be washed also, brought in front of the tabernacle of the congregation. The washing that we have today is with the Word of God. We have to be purged of thoughts that are human, and we have to allow the Spirit of God to take control, because the ministers of the gospel are to be saturated in water. the water representing the word of God. That's how the Bible talks about the church in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, comparing her to a woman. It talks about husband loving their wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her in verse 25. And in 26, he said to sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. So you can see from the scriptures, when the word of God dwells richly in me and you, it automatically sanctifies us from the inside out. That's why Jesus said, out of your innermost belly shall flow rivers of living water. So when we are able to get this cleansing, then we become a blessing to the world. That is why the Bible tells us that we are to be lights into our world. And you also remember, brothers and sisters, we sing a song. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been to Jesus? You see, Peter says, it is not meet for us to leave the word of God and to serve tables. The ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ on this platform and in different platforms, I want to encourage you, stay with the word. Let us stay with the gospel that we have received from the apostles and the prophets. Let us not go into fantastics. Let us not go into pleasing men. Let us stay with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Souls are going to hell. We cannot afford to be playing politics in this time. We cannot afford to be unfaithful in this time. We cannot afford to be fighting one another with every wind of doctrine. Let us allow the Spirit of God to wash us, to present us as instruments and vessels in the hands of God. Brothers and sisters, for me and you to continue to overcome the challenges that we have in this world and in the world, we have to constantly be fed the pure word of God from the servants of God. If you're in a church where the Bible is not being preached, where the Bible is not the center of their faith, you need to pray to God for revelation and leave that church. Because when you leave the scriptures, you have left God. When you leave ministering to the people as a servant of God from the Holy Writ, you have left God behind. The only thing that God vindicates is the presence of His Word. The only promises that we have are contained in the Word, from Genesis to Revelation. Let us make sure we are feeding on the Word. We are feeding on the Scriptures. We need to be reading our Bibles every day and praying, so that we can overcome all the challenges that the enemy is throwing at us. We can also see something in Exodus chapter 40 before I get out of here. If you look at verse 31, and you see something that said, Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet thereat. Verse 32. When they went into the tent of the congregation, and when they came near unto the altar, they washed, as the Lord commanded Moses. So when you come into the presence of the Lord, before you come to minister, let us make sure we are meditating. Let's make sure we purify ourselves of the word of God. When we leave church or when we leave ministering, let us purify our hearts. When we are home with our families, let us pray in the mornings, in the evenings. Let us stand as a body of believers, serving the Lord in purity and in holiness. As a wife, be a supportive wife unto your husband. Be the praying wife, the one that encourages the things of God. As a husband, love your wives, brothers. Let us show them the love that Christ gave to the church. Parents, let us embrace our children. Let us create an atmosphere of love, an atmosphere of the Spirit, an atmosphere of reverence. Let our neighbors know that we have been with Jesus. Brothers and sisters, when we go to church, let us be on fire for the glory of God. Let us allow God to work through us so that our brothers and sisters can receive the blessing through the gifts and the talents that God has given us. As ministers of the gospel, let us prefer one another. Let us stop looking for big meanly to you. Let us humble ourselves and work together with different brothers all over the world. It doesn't matter if we have disagreements in some other areas. Let us look for areas where we agree. The things that we can find in common. Because we are not here for a long time. The period of time that we have to live on this earth is very short. And Brother Branham teaches us that eternal life is living for others. Let us allow the grace of God to flow through us, brothers and sisters. And let us turn away from sin. Let us turn away from money. Let us turn away from women. Let us turn away from popularity. Let us allow the Spirit of God to dwell richly in us. Let us not try to be the deepest preacher. Let us be as simple as possible so that the Holy Ghost can come upon us and work through us. And finally, I want to quote a scripture, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, "You shall receive power after which the Holy Ghost is come upon you." There you find the book of Acts chapter 1. When we receive the Holy Ghost coming upon us, it gives us the power to become the sons of God. The power to do these things is not by how strong I can be, it's by the grace of God. And water is what we need to be washed with. The water represents life. It's a renewal. It's a refreshment. May God bless you, brothers and sisters. May God give you strength. May God give you grace. May our devotion be only unto the Lord. I thank you so much for bearing with us for Monday to Friday. Sorry that I'm always dropping the recording in the evenings. It's because I was a little thrown off with my schedule. But I thank you so much and God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for brothers and sisters on daily devotion. We pray that the Spirit of God will encourage us. Be with all the brothers, be with all the sisters, be with our families. Fix our issues, heal the sick and afflicted among us. We cast out every devil in the name of Jesus. We pray for the strength of God to bring transformation, deliverance, and a change. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you as your servant that the word has gone out. And I'm asking for you to be with the spirit of every listener. In the name of Jesus, let the supernatural begin to move right now in their lives. Their testimonies come forth that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you, Heavenly Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Until we come again to minister to you, we will step back, enjoy the blessings of God from other brothers, and may God bless you. Always know we are praying for you. We're with you in prayer, and I'm sure you're praying for us and with us in prayer. God be with you in your challenges and your trials, and give us the strength to overcome. And until we meet next time or on the other side of Jordan, I want to say shalom. God bless you. Brother Howard, signing out. Bye-bye.